Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is my favorite time of day when once in a while the sweet little girl comes walking in and takes over the Sarah and Vinny show. Good morning, Isla.
Good morning.
Hi, Isla.
Isla. So how's summer going, kid?
It's going good.
Boy, I hear, is that a dog barking in the background?
That's my sister.
Oh boy, that's sister, huh?
If you're saying it's a dog, it's my dad laughing.
Oh yes, he does sound like a barking dog, right? So I hear that the whole family breathes a sigh of relief when sister goes down for her nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone just looks at each other.
Finally, now it's the time to relax. And then we lay down and just go to sleep.
So you guys take a nap when she does.
I don't take a nap. I look on my computer and look at American Girls and stuff.
Oh, I see. Are we doing some research? Are you going to get another? I mean, what does Josh think about you looking at other American Girl dolls?
I'm looking at American Girl dolls so I can see if I can get a mini Joss. Because there are mini dolls of American Girls.
So, because they're enormous, right? These American Girl dolls?
They're big, and they have mini dolls.
How big? Show me with your hands. How big is a mini doll? Like Barbie doll size?
They're like this big.
So that's like 8-10 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so it would be like a little mini-me of Joss.
It would be a mini-me.
And you don't think she'd have a problem with that?
She's a mini-me, and Joss has a mini-her.
What's up with Blair? What's happening with Blair?
Yeah, is Blair just out?
No.
She's still in the mix.
I did her braid, and they usually play together, too.
Oh, well, that's good. So, that's nice. So, you know, that way, if you're not in the room, Joss and Blair still have, you know, they got something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just talk up and down from their bunk bed.
What kinds of things do they talk about?
They usually talk about going
probably
to
you.
A camper van.
Oh my God, I love talking about camper vans. God, I'd love to have a camper van.
Beethoven. My dolls have one with a Jeep that hooks up to the front of the camper van.
Oh. Lucky.
It's more like a motorhome.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, hey, songs, jokes, you know, the usual entertainment. You got any of that for us? Or
I got some jokes.
All right. Let's hear
it. I got some really funny jokes. They're really funny.
I'll be the judge of that. Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
We'll see.
Ready for the first one?
Yep, totally ready. Hit us.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ice cream.
Ice cream who?
Ice cream if you don't open the door.
Oh. People seem to like that one, Isla.
Next one. Okay. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow
moo.
Who? Did Hulk Baby like that one?
She just looked at me like, what is happening over here?
Well, you can explain it to her when she gets older. Is that it for the jokes? That was pretty good. Solid.
I got a different joke. More jokes.
All right.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tree.
Tree who?
I'm in a tree. Get me down.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a joke. See, I feel like you're pulling these. I feel like you're just making up your own knock, knock jokes now. Even the laugh track didn't like that one.
The audience wasn't sure.
The audience wasn't sure.
Now I got to read my tag.
All righty then. Thank you, Isla. Good job today.
Very nice job.
Thanks.
Sorry, I was waiting for this.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There is a time to talk about being there for your community. But in times like these, actions speak louder than words.
Is this the part I need to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Isla. Nice work. Really great appearance.
The last half of the tag, it had some words she just could not get her head around. So let me finish that.
Sure.
They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Fremont Bank. No joke.
All right.
So the knock-knock jokes, those are the thing, huh?
Thanks, ladies. Mom, sister,
I love
the whole room was filled.
The whole family's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vin, so when she's on, can you guys hear what's happening, or...
So there are headphones plugged into that device that the station loaned me. Uh-huh. I've got three different sets. So I wasn't listening, but mom and sister were for a little while. Sister can't be kept down, though, so she didn't last more than...
crawl around. And...
She started doing her own thing. But, yeah, we can kind of hear. Anyway,
here's what's happening. More and more comfortable on the air, huh?
Oh, oof. Right.
Let's keep that trend rolling.
Here's what's happening, everyone. New Zealand is one of the only countries that has managed to defeat the coronavirus, and they were able to have a 20,000-people-strong stadium filled for a rugby match on Saturday.
Wow, you're kidding me.
It's
like real life used to be. That's the only place real life is happening.
So there's that. Also, Moderna is going to enter the third and final stage of its corona vaccine trials next month.
Oh.
The vaccine will be tested on 30,000 volunteers, but that, if it clears, then there's where we'll see our first vaccine.
That'll be nice. Might be too late for some of us, but.
Right. Well, I'm curious, very curious to see how it goes for you, although I could pretty much tell you that you have coronavirus. Based on everything you said.
Right. I mean, what else could it be?
Right. I'm surprised you're drinking coffee, though. Aren't you going to want to go right to bed? Oh, I guess you got to go to the doc, right?
First, I got to do a podcast, and then John's going to go get his thing. I'm going to get on the phone. I don't have an appointment. I'm going to just, you know, see. I'm going to start the process. I don't know how you do this.
I have to believe somewhere in that town they're going to let the mayor come get a test. Duh.
I'm not the mayor.
Oh, I mean, right.
Despite appearances.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not the mayor.
Whatever you say. Anyway.
You're the best mom of Mill Valley, though.
I'm the what?
The best mom?
Power mom of Mill Valley.
I'll tell you one thing. I am not the best mom. That is for you. Just ask my kids.
Well, look how good they turned out, though. One is about to break big as a musician, and the other one's going to solve, I don't know what problems, but...
I know. I hope you solve some good problems. That right. That'd be awesome.
This is interesting because we've been hearing a lot about the protests, and my own personal belief, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like these times are changing right before our very eyes.
I believe in that.
I believe in that. I want to believe in it. I want to do whatever part I can to help make sure that's the case. A new survey found 57% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the Black Lives Matter movement. The same exact survey in 2016 only had 27%. So,
oh boy,
it's doubled. I mean,
tripled.
Doubled. That's a big improvement.
It's huge. It's great. I'm so glad to hear it.
So. And
well,
one
people
of the
are
things,
just, you know, getting you're finding out what is really happening. I'm finding out what's really going on.
One of the things that we talked about last week was the big step that NASCAR made, banning the rebel flag.
Yeah,
stars and bars, whatever you want to call that thing.
The Confederate flag is not allowed in the building.
So we'll see how that's going to go. You know. At upcoming NASCAR races.
Hey,
go on.
remember the guy, his last name is like Ciccarelli or something. He's like a NASCAR adjacent truck driver type of thing. He's like, I'm quitting NASCAR after this season's over. NASCAR responded to his tweet and said, we had to Google you to see who you were. I'm sure your dozens of fans will be very disappointed with your decision.
Burn.
It was awesome. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Major burn.
Yeah.
So there's that. The other thing, and I don't know how familiar you are from Boston, so I don't know how familiar you are with this, but one of the things that I've known in sports, I've watched in sports, I've heard about, I've never even been to Boston, so I don't know this firsthand at all, but many players in baseball and in basketball have what's known as the Boston Clause. And the Boston Clause is that they will not ever accept a trade to Boston. And the reason is, it has been known for many years, like 100 years, that Boston fans, for whatever reason, hurl the N-word at anyone out there playing, even on their own team.
Right. It's actually, it's terrible. I mean, you know, having grown up in Boston, I've been to stuff at Fenway. I don't think I've been to any games or anything, but it's known. It's a known thing. It's ugly. It's horrible. I mean, I don't really know what to say about it. Like, I grew up in the suburbs where racism was not as evident as it clearly is in the city. And
well,
it's horrifying to hear, you know.
It's a weird contradiction because you think of Boston as a liberal city and fairly forward thinking. And yet that's been known for many years. And a lot of players will not go there. In fact, one of the weird moments in almost kind of recent Boston sporting history was when Kevin Garnett agreed to go play at Boston with Paul Pierce. And I forget who the third guy they got in there was, but there was another dude that came in. And they did win the championship. And yet they were players who probably, against advice, agreed to go there because they'd heard and knew about the way the fans treat them.
You know, Boston's a weird town anyway because it is super racially divided, which I didn't know growing up so much. But there's obviously, you know, like a lot of cities, there's black areas, white areas. But there is some serious, like Dorchester and South Boston, those are, they're white areas, but they're impoverished. And there's just, like, you just wouldn't mess with, like, a girl from Southie or something. Like, you know, me, little white girl from this little tiny town. Like, we used to go up to this place that was sort of, it was like a music, kind of like a beach boardwalk, although,
oh, okay,
you know, like that kind of thing, had a wooden roller coaster, that kind of thing. And I remember these girls just chased us, and I just had never experienced anything like that, like, you know. And these were white girls, so I wonder if there's just like some deep-seated resentment that everybody has against each other. I, growing up where I did, I didn't experience it like that, but I've always heard that Boston was super racist, and I remember thinking it is. But now, you know, the older I get and the more I hear, the more I'm like, yeah, it is.
Well, the interesting piece of the addition to what happened with NASCAR was the Boston Red Sox actually finally, as this thing's been going on for many years, right in their own stadium, the Red Sox finally said, yes, we hear you. We know that's happening. And I don't know what they plan to do about it, but it was the first time they sort of
publicly acknowledged it.
And maybe that's one of the steps in the right direction, is them, just like NASCAR, saying, yeah, we haven't handled this correctly. We're going to have to look at it and figure out a better way to do things. So I thought that was interesting because it's been, look, NASCAR is a fringe sport, in my opinion.
Do they need to clean that up at all, right?
Absolutely. But baseball is not a fringe sport. Mm-mm. Baseball is
America's pastime.
So I think that's a huge step in the right direction that Red Sox acknowledged it and hopefully plan to figure out how to clean that up.
Well, and hopefully less people are going to stay. I mean, I feel like, you know, I don't know what I can do, but what I can do is not tolerate it when I see it right in front of me. And if you're a fan of, and you go to Fenway, and there's, drunk fans are just the worst people on earth.
Agreed.
In any ballpark. So I don't know how big a stand you want to take against a guy who's about to smack you across the face with a beer bottle, but you know, that's what it comes down to, is shunning that behavior. and pointing it out.
Right. And that's then there it was. The acknowledgement was the first step in the right direction. I believe we're going the right way. So that's my own feeling, and I'm hoping that we keep this pace up. One last story. I know my kid's bad jokes took up most of the news break. So
bad
I've only got
jokes?
A little
what
bit
are
of
you crazy? That kid's
I don't know.
She's a card.
What is that up in a tree thing?
She wants to keep talking.
She just
wanted
to say
totally
more stuff.
I totally get it. Believe me. It's
like, that isn't a joke. That's not anything what you just said.
It's words, you know.
All right.
The audience didn't even laugh.
The audience didn't even laugh. We all just sat there silently. And Bryn was like, do I push the...
No, well, you don't. We don't want to encourage that. That wasn't then, even...
Vinny's in the background. Vinny goes, okay.
When you become a parent, and I now know this firsthand, your definition of fun changes. Not really. It just the reality of your new life finally sets in, and the permanence of it is... that you either, well, there is no either. You either leave your wife and family or husband and family, or you get with your new normal.
Or here's what fun is now.
4 out of 5 people say their life completely changed and they stopped going out late.
Yeah.
They started making a serious effort to save money.
Mm-hmm.
They realized the job they have isn't steady enough to be the job they need to keep this family afloat.
Wow.
They saved to buy a house. They cut out their irresponsible friends. They started going to the doctor more regularly and taking better care of themselves once they had kids. They started reading the ingredients on food labels.
What am I putting into these kids?
Yeah, well, and I can just say that this list isn't nearly extensive enough because the changes encompass your entire existence.
Mm.
What's left of you? Looks like you.
It's really kind of a shell of who you used to be. But it's the natural progression. You had
sure
your fun.
Is.
Buckle
right.
down and raise those kids.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Luckily, someone's here to help clean up my mess. 408 says, Ray Allen was the third player to go to the Celtics and help Garnett and Pierce win the championship. That's right. The third guy was Ray Allen. And it's against all advice from anyone who plays in the league because the Celtics, or is it the Garden? That's the place where it was the worst, even more so than Fenway. Bill Russell, who won 11 championships, I believe, for the Celtics, used to complain about it openly. Like, these people are calling me names and I play for them.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's a bad look, Boston. Like Boston's, I actually love Boston. I mean, I grew up in the area. I actually like a lot of people back there. I have a ton of family from there, and it's a bummer to hear that about your hometown. You know?
Oh, I'm sure. Sarah, the urgent care by In-N-Out will take you same day for a test.
Oh yeah. Oh great! I know. I go there sometimes anyway.
Right.
Got so something going on.
That's go get a like... burger. Get a test.
Oh,
you're
burger.
Good.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, you weren't referring to the burgers?
I wasn't. I was referring to the urgent care.
Oh, all right. Well,
I
did, that's...
But that's an excellent suggestion, Vincent. I mean, I could probably sell that to my family as lunch.
You can thank 415.
Thank you, 415.
For the suggestion, and we'll be back after these with more texts.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.